From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. American fishermen are finding there's big money in fish eggs. The rising price and uncertain supply of caviar from Europe has created demand for caviar produced closer to home. Fishermen and processors are responding, harvesting and selling roe from American sturgeon and paddlefish. Overfishing decimated the sturgeon population in Europe, and now some conservation officials worry the same thing is happening here. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
On a crisp autumn day, Jerem Porter and Kevin Hempen are out in a small powerboat on the Missouri River, but they're not fishing.
25, one, 1,000 even. 6'4", 3'8".
They're weighing, measuring, and tagging shovel-nosed sturgeon they pulled up in a gill net. The fish, also called hackleback sturgeon, are about 2 feet long. They have long, shovel-shaped snouts and, like catfish, have barbels around their mouths used to nose along river bottoms. Porter and Hempen work for Missouri's Conservation Department, and they're helping keep track of the sturgeon population in the state's two big rivers, the Missouri and the Mississippi. Craig Gimming is the fisheries management biologist who's overseeing the project in this part of the river. He says Missouri's commercial fishermen have been netting a lot of shovel-nosed sturgeon in recent years.
The Missouri River catch rates for shovel-nosed sturgeon have declined just a little. However, they plummeted on the Mississippi River. Back in 1997, they were taking about 26 shovel-nosed sturgeon per gill net day. Last year, they took less than one fish per gill net day on the Mississippi River.
Over the last decade, the market for shovel-nosed sturgeon roe has boomed. At about $20 per ounce retail, an adult female can produce $100 of caviar. Gimming says that's encouraged overfishing, and he's worried that commercial fishermen who've largely depleted the Mississippi sturgeon are now turning to the Missouri. Gimming is also concerned about two other species, the lake sturgeon and the pallid sturgeon. Both are endangered, which he says means they're supposed to be off-limits to fishermen.
Pallid sturgeon look very similar to shovel-nosed sturgeon. And so some commercial fishermen are inadvertently taking pallid sturgeon. Other unscrupulous fishermen are taking pallid sturgeon just because of the high cost of the caviar. You know, they don't care if they're endangered. They want the money.
Conservation agents this year caught and prosecuted a commercial fisherman for illegally taking two pallid sturgeon. Gimming says a few years ago, a biologist who placed radio transmitters in 25 pallid sturgeons tracked one of his transmitters over land to a fish market where he found it inside of one of five endangered fish on sale. Because sturgeon are a long-lived species that spawn only every 3 or 4 years, they're particularly susceptible to overfishing. Many states have banned commercial fishing of shovel-nosed sturgeon, and Missouri is considering following suit. The boom in American caviar has increased the demand not just for sturgeon, but also for some other roe-producing fish.
This is a juvenile paddlefish. It's running about 12 inches long. It's from this year's hatch.
At Osage Cat Fisheries in Osage Beach, Missouri, Steve Carrs bends over a tank and uses a net to lift a strange-looking fish out of the water. Paddlefish, sometimes called spoon-billed catfish, have a flat, spoon-shaped snout. Right now, almost all paddlefish roe is harvested from fish caught in the wild. But overfishing has placed paddlefish on the protected list in some states. Osage Cat Fisheries is one of just a few fish farms that process and sell paddlefish roe. Because the fish can take up to 10 years to mature, it's a time-consuming venture. But Carr says when they're harvested, each full-grown female can yield several pounds of caviar, worth several hundred dollars.
This is a 4-ounce tin. It's $25 an ounce wholesale. The eggs are, we use a dry process, which most people like. Sticks on a cracker, just put it that way.
To novices, it looks unappetizing, a slimy gray mass of tiny pearl-like eggs. But aficionados praise it for its mild, buttery flavor and creamy texture. Dale Chereau of Seattle Caviar Company sells a lot of paddlefish caviar and says it's about one-third the price of imported caviar.
It's a great product, and the pricing is proper, and a lot of your big retail chains like to use it, one, because it's domestic, and secondly, because it's well-priced.
Despite rising prices, demand in the U.S. has more than doubled in the past decade. Americans now consume nearly half of the world's caviar. While European nations are beginning to address overfishing in the Caspian Sea, U.S. conservation groups say states need to increase restrictions on harvesting paddlefish and sturgeon in this country. They argue the only sustainable way to satisfy America's craving for caviar is to look not to the lakes and the rivers, but to the tanks and ponds found on fish farms. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.